Today is D-Day. We think about all the different men that gave their lives those many years ago during the beaches of Normandy, trying to win back France and all of Europe from the Germans and from the Nazis. And so we certainly are thankful that we have a country, that there was a generation of people that were able and were willing to give their time, their efforts, and even their lives for this particular country that we have, that is the greatest country in the world. We have our problems, we have our difficulties, but I wouldn't want to live anywhere else in the world except right here. And so thank God for those that have given their given all their energies and their lives and livelihood, families, just that we would be able to sit here tonight in freedom and to not have to worry about what might take place. So I thank the Lord for that group of people. Tonight I want to look into 1 John chapter number 4, the book of 1 John in the New Testament. We'll be dealing in chapter number 4, and we'll read verse 1 through 6. And verse 6 will be our text verse tonight that will sort of deal with some of the things that are there. But in 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 1, John says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And all the world, therefore, speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God knoweth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." These verses have you could spend a lot of time on different phrases that are found in this passage. He starts out telling us that we need to be careful of who we listen to. We need to be careful of the influence that is upon us. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God." Now, the only way you can try the Spirit, the only way you can try what is being said, is by understanding and comparing it to the Word of God. This is absolute truth, and anything that is against the Word of God is a spirit of error. Anything that is not in connection with the Word of God, then we know that it is a false. And so John tells those that he's writing to, He tells them to don't believe everything you hear. How many times we've heard that? Don't believe everything you hear. My dad always had a statement, and I'm sure others did too. Believe half of what you hear and just a little bit of what you see. And sometimes what we see is not as it is, and many times what we hear certainly is not truth. And so John is dealing with the subject of truth. He's dealing with the subject of false spirits or false prophets. He calls them there in verse number 1. He said, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Those are speaking individuals that are teaching and training folks in the wrong way. And so he tells us, and the apostle says, to try them or to prove them, to make sure what you hear is correct and make sure what you hear is according to the truth of the Lord. And so he's dealing with really the subject matter of truth. He tells us also that there are, if a spirit or if a prophet would confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, then you can sort of believe the things he says. You can look to his words and know that if he has a right understanding of the Lord, then he'll have the right understanding of many other things that he may be dealing with. But if he has a wrong interpretation of Christ, the Bible says here, if he does not come or does not believe that Christ has come in the flesh, is not of God. And so the real matter here of proof, the proof text, is what do we believe about Jesus Christ? And really, that's the crux of the matter tonight. Doesn't matter what we believe about other things. If we believe wrong about Jesus, then we are wrong in most other things. The devil can confuse us in a lot of areas, and it does not hurt us other than just not being as close to the Lord as we could be. But if the devil disguises the way, and if the devil delivers a message that's false about Jesus Christ, then we die without him. We're in a eternity without the Lord. And so truth is very, very important. Verse number 6 is really the verse I want us to look at as far as the topic tonight. He tells us, we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. These last few words here. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The only way we can know error is to know truth. The only way we can take care of the counterfeit is to know what is real. When Pilate was interrogating Jesus Christ, he would ask him the questions, and he asked him the question, he says, what is truth? And when all is said and done, Pilate goes out to the to the crowd, and he makes the statement. He said, I find no fault in him at all. And so, what is truth? The only way to know truth is to know God. The only way to know truth is to know the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to know truth is to know the Word of God. And so, John says, hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The Bible speaks of the spirit of truth. It speaks of the spirit of error in many different places. The spirit of truth is God's Holy Spirit. Jesus said when he departed this world, he would send the disciples another comforter. And that comforter was the spirit of truth. And so he identifies the Holy Spirit as the spirit of truth. He is a person. He's manifest in the Spirit. He guides us into all truth. But the spirit of error is very active, and it has many facets and many things about it. There are unholy spirits. They are called spirits of the devil, the spirit of the wicked one. Their origin, some Bible scholars think they're the disembodied spirits of the sons of God or the fallen angels. But wherever they came from, wherever they derived their existence, they are here for one thing, and that is to deceive people and to bring them down to total annihilation, total destruction in hell. So we want to deal tonight with this subject of the spirit of error and in comparison to the spirit of truth. And so whatever the spirit of error does to us, the spirit of truth will be exactly the opposite. And so I want us to look tonight into some scriptures concerning this subject of the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. I think a number of years ago I brought a number of messages along this line. You can just go so many different directions, but tonight just 4 or 5 points on showing the difference between truth and error, truth and falsehood. So many people put out things that they know are false, and they present them as truth, and they are delivering knowingly the falsehoods of different things. But the Holy Spirit always leads us into righteousness and to right things. And so, number one tonight, the spirit of error always leads to wrong kind of preaching. If a person doesn't have the right spirit in his life, if a person doesn't have the right scripture in his understanding, if he's not doing according to the Word of God, then the spirit of error will present him things that would overshadow, things that would take over, things that would be maybe more important. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, says, "You know that ye were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led." How were they led to dumb idols? Well, it was by the spirit of error. How is it that people believe falsehoods? And how is it that people are deceived into believing things that the scripture so very plainly, clearly teaches about? And people will just seemingly go the opposite direction. The reason for that is they're being led by the spirit of error. They're being led by that that one that would deceive us and deceive the world into believing a wrong message. Wrong preaching consists of preaching that doesn't really call for anything, any kind of commitment. We just go our life, live our life, smile and go through life and do okay, and everything will be well. We hear people teach and preach about salvation by self-improvement. You can't improve something that's wickedly dead. You can't improve something that has no ability. But yet there are those that are following the spirit of error and falsehood. And as John calls them here in verse number 1, they are false prophets. They are going out preaching a self-improvement, ideals and success by worldly goals and just prosperity is the only thing that really matters. If you prosper, then that means you must be right with God. Well, I know a lot of people that prosper, and I know they're not right with God. By their lifestyle, by the way they live, by the things they do, you know they're not right with the Lord. But the prosperity gospel would say, well, God's blessing you regardless, and instead of preaching truth. And so we find that the spirit of error will bring people or bring preachers sometimes to preaching falsehood and wrong preaching. They are impressing the worldly mind or the mind that still is involved in the things of this world. They will follow after the pernicious ways and the ungodly ways, and they'll use their intellectual ideas and their intellectual ways of involving people's lives so that they feel good about themselves. Well, there's nothing wrong with feeling good about yourself, but first thing you got to have is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He'll make you feel real good about yourself. He'll make you feel good about your eternity. He'll make you feel good about life in general. So the spirit of error will lead us to wrong preaching. It'll lead us to presenting a false message. And all you got to do is tonight or tomorrow, whenever you want to, you can turn on some of the religious radio stations or TV stations. You'll find a lot of people. You'll find a lot of presentations of things that are totally foreign to the known truth of God's Word. And so that is a spirit of error. And by the way, the spirit of error is easier to follow than the spirit of truth, because our human nature desires, our fleshly nature desires fleshly things. And so the spirit of error is always there lurking its head and presenting itself as truth. Number two, the spirit of error leads an individual to wrong practices, wrong living. 1 Thessalonians 4 says, "For God hath not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not God, not man, but God, who hath also given unto us His Holy Spirit." So when we got saved, we got the Holy Spirit, that is the Spirit of truth. He is the one that leads us and guides us and teaches us and trains us. He is the one that gives us ability to discern right and wrong and truth and error and sin and life in general. And so we find that the spirit of error that involves practicing a wrong life and practicing things that are not true and not right. 1 John chapter 2 says, love not the world, neither the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those three categories, every error, every sin can fall under one of those categories. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. You know your life better than anybody else, and you know your individual ways. You know your righteousness and goodness, and you know your faults, you know your failures, you know your sins. And every sin that we know in our heart that we have falls into one of those categories. It is a pleasure or a possession or promotion. The pleasure is the lust of the flesh. The possession is the lust of the, I see it, I want it, I desire it, I want to have that possession. And then the pride of life is that self-promotion that everybody else has it, everybody else does it. I need it, I want it, and I go after that. Well, the spirit of error leads us to wrong practices, to doing and accomplishing those wrong things in our life. Number three, the spirit of error leads us to wrong precepts. Those word precept is just beliefs or that which we, how we observe things. 1 John 4:1, where we read just a moment ago, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now that's a very strong statement. The Bible says there in Isaiah that if they do not speak according to this word, then they have no light. They have no understanding. And so when folks are not speaking the truth of God's word, when they do not have the ability or the desire to give truth, then they are overcome by the spirit of error. And Isaiah says there's no light in them. There's nothing that can give them and show them the way. The light we know is the gospel. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the light that God has given to us. One day we use the expression, one day we saw the light. One day we recognized who we were. We recognized what we were. We needed God. And the glorious gospel come to our heart and made us to see and to understand and to know the truth of salvation. And so if they speak, Isaiah is talking about prophets, he's talking about about those that are speaking. He said, if they do this not according to this word, the word of Isaiah he was talking primarily about, but we can use that and understand it's this word that we hold before us tonight. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. They have no understanding. They are influenced by the spirit of uncleanness, the wicked spirit. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that means very clearly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits, the spirit of error. Here we find Timothy says, in these last days, the Holy Spirit tells us very plainly, and he does tell us in his word very plainly, that there are those that are falling away, there are those that are departing from the faith, and they listen and they give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils or doctrines of Satan. And so the Bible is very clear on the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. If the spirit of error gives you wrong practices and wrong preaching and wrong ideas or precepts, then the spirit of truth will bring you to right ideas and right preaching and right practice. It'll take you to the wrong people. Verse 20 and 21 of 1 John chapter 4, he says, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, John very clearly says he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. That's the spirit of truth. The spirit of error will lead us into wrong people. It'll lead you to the wrong crowd. You'll be identified with the wrong people. The Apostle Peter one night was identified with the wrong crowd. He sat there as they were trying the Lord. And he was sitting, the Bible says he was sitting there warming himself by the fire. And he was in the wrong crowd. He was in the crowd that were dismissing the Lord. He's in that crowd that hated the Lord. And he was there. He maybe wasn't saying anything, but he denied the Lord those times that the Lord had told him, said, before the rooster crows, he said, you're going to deny me. You're going to continually reject me. And Peter said, I'd never do that. You know what happened? Peter got in the wrong crowd. And for fear, because that crowd was against Jesus, and for fear, Peter said, I don't know him. And Peter went to the extent of, the Bible says he cursed and said, I know him not. That young damsel said, your speech betrays you. And so we find here that the spirit of error will lead us to the wrong crowd. It'll get you active in things other than spiritual things. It'll get you doing things that maybe are good but not the best things. It'll get you doing things that are maybe not wrong in itself, but when we leave out the things of God and the spiritual things, then that leads us down the wrong path. The spirit of error will lead people out of a good church to a social church. The spirit of evil and wickedness just leads us to the wrong people, just the wrong ideas. It'll lead you to the wrong counselors. Nothing wrong with counsel. Nothing wrong with people asking others their counsel. But you better make sure you have the right counsel. You better make sure you have a person that understands and believes and has understanding of spiritual matters. In 1 Kings chapter 12, we have the account of Solomon's son, Rehoboam. He takes the counsel that was given to him. He had good counsel given to him, and he rejected that and followed bad counsel, and the result of that was a nation was divided for hundreds of years. It had Jeroboam and Rehoboam, and Rehoboam took the wrong counsel. If he'd have taken the right counsel, things would have been different. I heard someone other day, I think he's even on a TV program or something, they said, I just made some bad choices. I took some wrong advice, wrong counsel. And so the spirit of error will lead us to wrong people, to lead us continue to go down, to bring us down to defeat and to destruction. So on the flip side of that, the spirit of truth will always lead you to true counsel. It'll lead you to someone to tell you right. Might not want what we hear, but truth is always right. Truth is not always enjoyable. Somebody say, I want you to tell me the truth. And you say, do you really want me to tell you the truth? I had a phone call yesterday from a group. They said, well, just why are you doing that? I said, well, you really want me to tell you? I will. And when I got done, he wouldn't hardly say goodbye. So sometimes we don't want truth. Sometimes we just want somebody to tell us what we want to hear. And that's wrong counsel. But I'm glad tonight the Lord and the Holy Spirit will always lead us to truth. It will always lead us to righteousness. You can be assured, if nothing else is right in the message tonight, you can be assured that the Holy Spirit will never lead you against His Word. He'll never lead you against the truth of God's Word. And so we find spirit of error, spirit of truth. And thank God, as he tells us in verse number 4 where we read, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Who's in the world? The spirit of error. Who's in us? The spirit of truth. So greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. The problem is who we listen to. The problem is who we take advice and counsel from. It'll lead us in the wrong ways, wrong companions, wrong people. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Well, I have trouble with that. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. There's truth, there's error. So the individual that walks with people that are wise, they'll be wise. Why? Because you learn. You have a following. You have belief, and wisdom is given. But then he says the companion of fools, they're going to be destroyed. That wicked individual, that person that doesn't know truth and always leading the wrong direction, that will bring you down to destruction. And then lastly tonight, the spirit of error always leads to the wrong place. Always going to lead to the wrong place. If a person's lost, it's going to lead them to the wrong place. A lot of people tonight are religious, but they're lost. They've never come to understand. They've never come maybe even to hear from their pastor or their preacher or their church. They've never been presented with a very clear presentation of the gospel. And this error leads to a wrong place called hell, damnation. If a person is saved, it's going to lead us to the wrong place too, of defeat and discouragement and discontentment. Everything we see around us is wrong, defilement. We doubt. We just live in almost like a limbo world. That's because we listen to the wrong influence. It's because we listen to the wrong spirit. Now, the spirit of error for the child of God, the spirit of error is on the outside pushing in. It's on the outside trying to make inroads into our life. Oh, but thank God tonight you and I that are saved, the spirit of truth is in our heart. It's in our life. He's taken up his dwelling in our body. We're no longer our own. We've been bought with a price. And of course, that price was none other than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we got saved, the Holy Spirit moved in, and he is the Spirit of truth. And Jesus said, I'll leave you another comforter. And if I go to depart and leave, and he did leave, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. That's in John chapter 10. He said, I'm not going to leave you without a comforter. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'll send you another comforter. And he called him, he named him the Spirit of Truth. Thank God tonight I have in my heart, in my life, and you do also as a Christian, we have in our life to influence us according to truth. Error comes at us, comes very strong. It's very easy to accept. It's very easy to follow. Human flesh, human nature desires what the flesh wants. And so it comes and bombards us all the time. We hear much today on TV about fake news. Well, there's a lot of fake news. You know what? There's a lot of fake things in the presentation of the gospel. They may call it truth. They may call it the gospel. But when you dissect it and look at it, you'll find out it has departed from the truth of the Word of God concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And so John tells us tonight there are many false prophets that are gone out. And so since there are so many, we got to try them. We got to prove them. We got to test them. And if what we hear is in opposition to this book, you can put it down. It's the spirit of error. If it's not in conjunction with the Word of the Lord, then it's not true, it's wrong. Final authority is the Word of God. And I'm glad we have a standard. I'm glad we have something that we can depend upon and can trust and have no problem identifying the spirit of error. Let's stand together tonight and we'll be dismissed.